Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And I'd hoped to have something playing here and I don't hear it playing. I see the number coming up, but let me try it another way. Here we go. Today we're going to be talking about money, people. You know money, one of our favorite things. My special guest will be Daniel Hoffler, very smart man, help you plan your finances. I like that. That's a little Pink Floyd going on in the background there. Who doesn't like this kind of music? Let me tell you a little bit about Daniel. I'm going to tell you during the music interview. How about that? Today's guest will be Daniel Hoffler, a professional poker player at 21. And you know, when it comes to playing the odds, he's in the know. He's currently in financial planning for Forest Hills Financial Group. Whoops, I'll go there. We'll take that down a little bit. And that's www.fhfg.com, located midtown in Melville, Long Island. Started in 1980 as a pension planning firm, and today has over 40,000 individual clients and 6,000 business owner clients. Experts in macroeconomic planning for clients, Daniel specializes in life, disability, and long-term care insurance, as well as estate planning and business succession planning. His client base ranges anywhere from doctors and dentists to attorneys, entertainment professionals, and small business owners. Check out their proprietary planning software, The Living Balance Sheet. That's www.thelivingbalancesheet.com. Daniel also runs the Young Professionals Group in Manhattan that is part of the Gotham Networking Network. Let's have a little more money playing in. Like it. A lot of people don't realize it's never too young to start planning. And you don't want to start late saving and all of a sudden go, oh, gee, I should have put something away or I should have made better plans. You don't want to be the one that's waiting so long to do anything like that. Starting young is the best thing. There's so many different plans you can do. And mine myself have the insurance plan that just grows over time. And if I want, I could cash it out. Or at the end, just let it grow and grow. And, they don't really teach about that in school, do they? How to put your money away, which is a good thing. A very good thing, especially if you're planning for the future. You want to get through with that. Let me tell you about Forest Hills Financial Group. It's one of the largest privately held financial planning firms in the tri-state area. And They also do pensions and profit sharing plans, asset protection, estate planning, business succession plans. So much to know. You want to try and, as I said, get in on this. And we're going to bring Daniel on in a little while. And I see he's in there. I just love this song so much. Sorry, I cannot let it go. So bring him on and we'll talk about it. And if you have questions, why don't you go to our chat room, join us online in the chat room, and we'll try to answer your questions with Daniel. I see Betty Jo Tucker's already in the chat room. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. I'm going to open up the chat room as soon as I can. They've hidden the chat room on me. Maybe I won't get to it. Hold on. If you want to join the chat room, go to Blog Talk Radio and give yourself a chat name and hopefully one that's self-serving so I can plug you right in. I see Betty Jo is listening already, and let's see. Oh, we have our caller already here on the line, so the chat room is open, people. If you have any financial questions you want to ask Mr. Daniel Huckler when he comes online, feel free. I'm going to open up your mic, Daniel, if you're there, so be prepared. I know you're listening. There we go. Daniel, your mic is open. Can you hear me? Daniel? Maybe not. All right, his mic is open. If he's listening, maybe he's waiting to the exact time I told him to call in, which was 3 minutes from now. But, okay, all right, I'll close the mic for now and open it back up in 3 minutes. Let's see what happens. Oh, Betty Jo Tucker, I see you're in there. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, I'm going to close this one right now, and we'll see. He'll call in. Okay. Hi, Betty Jo. I know you plan your finances, don't you? Okay. Betty Jo is located in Pueblo, Colorado. Remember you can write off for everything in Pueblo, Colorado? That's where you would go. Guest number two has logged in. Okay. We're just waiting on our caller. Oh, and Betty Jo Tucker is now in the chat room along with guest 72. I don't know who you are, guest 72, but today we're going to be talking about money and finance, and we'll get some tips there. Okay. Let's see. All right. Until our caller calls in, let's play another money song, shall we? Maybe we will.
Money. Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, it makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound, a mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound is all that makes the world go around, that clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round. Money, 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 money. If you happen to be rich, should you feel like a nice entertainment, you can pay for a gay escapade. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring ting-a-ling for the mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover and you moan and you groan quite a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht. What? Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the go round, the flat we both are sure on being poor. Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Money, 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 money
Money.
When you haven't any coal in your stove and you freeze in the winter and you curse to the wind that you face. When you haven't any shoes on your feet, your coat's thin as paper and you look 30 pounds underweight. When you go to get a word of advice from the fat little pastor, he will tell you to love them all more. But when hunger comes to rap, rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat at the window. At the window.
Who's there?
Hunger.
Oh, hunger.
See how love flies out the door. Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world. Money makes the world go round, the clinking, clanking sound.
Money, 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 money. Get a little, money, 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 money. Mark a yen, a buck for a bum. The clinking, clanking, clunking sound is all that makes the world go round. Makes the world go round.
There you have it. All right, Daniel Hockler, we're opening up your mic. Can you hear me?
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Daniel, there you are. All right. Well, we're basing the theme today's show on money and finding the fun in financing there in the financial world. So tell us a little bit about what you have going on now, Daniel.
Sure. So I'm with Forest Hills Financial Group. We're a full-service financial planning firm in New York City, Melville, Long Island, and Forest Hills, Queens. And we work with individuals, families, and small business owners to help them create, accumulate, and distribute wealth in retirement.
And we were talking about this the other day, that it's never too young to start. Tell us about how somebody young would get started as well.
Sure. So I'm 28 years old, and I enjoy working with particularly young professionals. We are just out of college, or we just finished medical school or law school, and we've worked very hard. We've typically spent a lot of money on education, and we're starting our career. So typically what I've found with younger professionals is we're so focused on finding that new job and new career and getting started and working hard that we typically don't focus or put our finances to the side. And one of the first things these young professionals do when they start their new job or career is they have benefits through their work, and they either ask their coworker or their parents or their best friend that knows everything what they should do with their benefits, and they check off a couple boxes and throw it in a drawer and never look at it again.
Yeah, and which isn't a smart move. I mean, I don't know about now in high school. It's been a while since I've been there. But when I was in high school, they had something called business math you could take. And they actually taught you about, that's how I learned about insurance companies, was they taught you about the different kinds of insurance plans there were. And years later, I was smart enough to get the plan that I knew put something in at the end. You could take something out or you could cash it in. And there's all kinds of levels that you can go in on. And it's not expensive, right?
No, absolutely not.
Just to get a start. So tell us a little bit about that. How you're a young person, you're saying, well, I have some money, but not a lot of money. Is it going to be expensive? How would they go about setting that up?
Sure. So first, our firm's philosophy is a protection-first philosophy. And a young professional, particularly even before we start talking about saving and investing, which is what everyone typically wants to talk about, is our ability to get up and go to work every day and earn an income is our greatest asset. So I'll ask a question, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Client, what are the chances you're going to retire tomorrow? And what do you think they say?
That's not likely.
Right. So,
or in my case, 10 years after I'm dead. But
so that's very funny. One of the first conversations we have is protecting our income. So, again, I'll reiterate, we worked hard in high school. We went to college. We went to medical school or law school or got our MBA. And we now are a lawyer or a doctor, and we want to earn income that a lawyer or a doctor makes. So if, God forbid, we were to become disabled, and most people think of disability as incapacity in a wheelchair, but most disabilities are, whether, you know, it's a, you know, a cancer, or they hurt their hand, or they need surgery, and they're not able to work for 6 months.
Oh,
a
friend of mine just
longer.
Fell down 2 flights of stairs. She's a young woman, good health, fell down 2 flights of stairs, and now she's practically bedridden. Didn't see that coming.
Right. So before we even talk about investing or saving, it's, we have to protect our income. So if we're able to make sure, whether we can work or not, that our income's still coming in, we can still pay rent, we can still pay our mortgage, we can still go on vacation, save for retirement. So that's one of the first things we talk about, particularly with young people.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I don't know about this. Can you tell me a little bit more? You have actually an insurance. I'm sorry if I don't sell. I really don't know. That protects you if something
sure.
happens like that?
Yes.
What's that
so,
called?
It's called Disability Income Protection Insurance, long-term disability insurance. And what long-term disability insurance does is, if you're not able to perform the material and substantial duties of your particular occupation, the insurance company is going to pay a benefit to you each and every month. So, for example, if you're making, we'll use round numbers to be conceptual, if you're making $100,000, you're able to protect about 60% of that income tax-free. So that would translate to a $5,000 a month benefit. So essentially, it's almost the same as getting paid your full income, because that $100,000 after taxes is somewhere around $5,000, $6,000 a month.
That's amazing. And so, but you have all different levels. Could you, what would be the most beneficial? Because as I was saying, I was talking to you, I found it very interesting, is that a lot of young people think, oh, my job's got me covered, and they don't realize you might not have that job always, and you might not have that. What did you put away for, you know, that rainy day or the future even?
Sure. So
tell us a little bit more about that kind of planning.
Right. So a benefit of working with me and my firm, what we'll do is each benefit for a particular employee or a particular client is different based on the company or the firm they work for. So what we'll do is we'll review their current benefits that they do have at work, and explain to them what they do have, what they don't have, what they thought they have. And then after reviewing what they have to work, what we're able to do is either supplement those benefits or provide a standalone policy that, let's say, if they were to switch companies or switch firms, they can bring it with them versus benefits they have at their current job or firm that they can't bring with them.
Oh, wow. That's terrific. And that's, you know, again, that is, I wish you would do some seminars, because that is, a lot of people don't, like me, I'm older now, but I do have some insurance, but not all the ones you're talking about, which I wish I had started earlier, because you don't
sure.
know what's going to happen, and you don't know if you're going to have the job. I especially like the job one. And then also, a lot of these young, shall we call them millennials, have older parents who really have spent their whole life either putting their kids through college and really didn't plan for the future. What are they going to do if something happens? And so what advice would you give them? Like, hey, you know, maybe you should talk to your parents about this. What do they want to do? How insured are they? Because you know, you have to, there, you got to be put, sometimes you have a disability, you have to be in a home. How do they want their finances handled? All of that. You handle that also?
Yes. So somewhat similar to the disability insurance for older people, typically, we start having these conversations when they're in their 50s, is long-term care insurance. So, unfortunately, in today's market, and fortunately, people are living longer and longer. So, when they're getting a lot of people are now, people who are in their 50s and 60s are caring and paying for their parents who are in their 80s and 90s and sometimes even older. They're paying to have either nurse or care come to their home, or they have them in a facility. And a lot of these people are realizing that if their parents had started with long-term care insurance when they were in their 50s or 60s, you know, their older parents who were in their 80s or 90s are now depleting their savings and retirements and assets, along with the 50 and 6-year-olds who are helping supplement and pay for their care. And it's really depleting.
Yeah, who thinks about that, Daniel? Who thinks about your 50 and you're not thinking about, oh, I'm going to retire at 60. Wait a minute. What if I live till 90? Do I have enough money to live on for 30 years? You know,
sure.
Just that's really valuable there. We have a chat room open, Daniel, so I'm just going to look and see who's in here. We have another radio show, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters from Pueblo, Colorado. Betty Jo Show is every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. We have Guest 73. Thank you for joining us. We also have Retirement Playground in the house. Well, that was very interesting for them, the retirement playground thing. What are some bullet points you'd like to point out? So let's do it age wise. So we'll do it in 20. So if you're 30, if you're 50, and if you're 60, what should you be doing? So let's start with the 30-year-olds.
Sure. So again, you're never too young to start planning. While we're all focused on our family and our children and our spouse, you know, these are people that are important to us, and we want to make sure they're taken care of. There are opportunities. Everything is very, in today's world, you can go online, you can buy anything. You can order food online, you can buy furniture online, you can buy insurance online. What I really recommend is finding someone who does this for a living all day, every day, who's well-versed with planning, insurance, investments, retirement. Whether you're finding that person through a friend who has an advisor they like working with, and, you know, really having a conceptual macroeconomic view of their finances. So, you know, when we work with our clients, we talk about a lot of things that we don't necessarily do, but we know they're important. So they're renters or homeowners or car insurance, their legal documents, what's their interest rate on their mortgage. Everything in their financial world is really interdependent. So whether you're 30, 50, or 70, if you haven't done any planning or haven't really done much planning, it's never too late to start.
So you can start anytime, even if you haven't done it, right? So.
Right.
Anytime's good, right?
But if you absolutely, but if you're younger, especially when you're dealing with insurance, Nancy, because you'll never be younger and healthier than you are today. And
yeah.
We never know what's going to happen tomorrow, and we want to lock in our insurability. The insurance company, the younger and healthier you are, the less expensive it is to get these things in place.
And that's true. And my insurance company came in handy when I needed a new roof. I was able to borrow on it. So I was glad I had that insurance for the last 25 years. And I see something here. I want to get into the Living Balance Sheet. Can you tell us about that? www.thelivingbalancesheet.com.
Absolutely. So Forest Hills Financial Group is what's called a general agency of the Guardian Life Insurance Company.
Mm.
And the Living Balance Sheet is our proprietary planning software where we help our clients get financially organized. As I mentioned before, one of the things people do is they have their benefits that they check off, they throw in a drawer, they get their retirement statement, they get their car insurance bill. What we're able to do is take a macroeconomic approach and put all of these things on one page to look at together. And what we're able to do is, because every decision is interdependent of another, we're able to put all these things on one page, and everything is automatically aggregated and updated every single day down to the penny. So we connect our credit cards, our investment accounts, our savings accounts, our insurance policies, our student loans, our mortgage, and everything's available for us to work with and review with our clients all in one place.
That's terrific. www.thelivingbalancesheet.com. Now, can you believe it how fast time has gone? It's been like 20 minutes, and this is terrific. This is very informative, and this will stay online, and people can listen to it anytime. Very good. But how can they get in touch with you, Daniel?
Sure. So the best way to contact me is either by phone. My office phone number is 646-638-9863. And my email is Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, underscore, Hochler, H-O-C-H-L-E-R, at F as in Frank, H as in Harry, F as in Frank, G as in Greg, .com.
And just repeat both of those again one more time. Get your pencil.
Sure. My phone number is 646-638-9863, and my email is Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, underscore, Hochler, H-O-C-H-L-E-R, at FHFG.com, Forest Hills Financial Group.
That's terrific, Daniel. Thank you so much for being a guest today on our show. Check him out. They could probably message you on Facebook if they wanted to get to you quicker too, right?
Absolutely.
You
Facebook,
send your message.
LinkedIn. And Nancy, thank you
Definitely.
So much for having me.
Oh, sure. And listen, anytime you have any upcoming, you know, like tidbits or something people should be looking into, like financial something you've come across, feel free to call into the show and let us know. We'll have a little, hey, everybody, do you know about this? That kind of moment. Thank you, Daniel Hochler, for joining us today. www.fhfg.com, and that's Daniel Hochler. So this show stays on the air, so if you missed it once, you can repeat the it has a little drag bar. You can repeat his phone number if you need his information. Very informative, Daniel. Thank you again. This is great stuff to know. All right, you're never too young to invest. Thank you, our guest, Daniel Hochler.
Thank you, Nancy.
Well, that was fun and informative. Darn, I wish I had started earlier, Betty Jo Tucker. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. I'm plugging her because she's always in my show. She's a great woman and has great stuff on her show. Well, thank you for tuning in today with our special guest, Daniel Hochler. Check him out on Facebook. Message him if you want more information about your future. It's very important.
And we have formed a kitchen band because we can support you tonight.
Look at us, look at us. So, we are going to play our favorite song right now. Hey, lady, help me down. And the one, and the two, and the one, two, three, go.
Hey, lady, help me down. And the one, and the two, and the one, two, three, go.
Exciting guest today, Forest Hills Financial Group. stay cool as you are. Bye-bye.